السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. It was a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before commencing any khutbah that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam requested Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum to come closer. The reason being that when gaps are left in any gathering, then space is left for shaitan to make waswasa and to distract a person from what is being said. As well as through coming closer, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will unite our hearts. I mentioned Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala when they used to sit in a gathering, then they used to sit so close that if a sheet had to be placed over them, there would not be any dips in that sheet. So inshallah also it will be accommodating those who will be coming later, inshallah, that the masjid is almost full and there is a large crowd at the back, but there's place in the front. So it will be difficult for those coming later to come to fill up the gaps in the front. And also it will be inconveniencing those in the back as well. So inshallah, before the khutbah commences or before the bayan commences, inshallah, if you come closer, it will be appreciated. Jazakallah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wahda. Wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. Amma ba'd. فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم كذلك سخرها لكم لتكبروا الله على ما هداكم وبشر المحسنين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما عمل ابن آدم من عمل يوم النحر أحب إلى الله من إهراق الدم وإنه ليأتي يوم القيامة بقرونها وأشعارها وأضلافها وإن الدم ليقع من الله بمكان قبل أن يقع على الأرض فطيبوا بها نفسا وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من وجد سعة لأن يضحي فلا يحضر مصلانا أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. الحمد لله. My dear respected brothers and elders, we find ourselves on the joyous occasion of Eid al-Adha, where we follow in the footsteps of many Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, but more specifically in the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the footsteps of our forefather Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. When it comes to sacrificing, when it comes to qurbani, when it comes to udhiyah, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, ma hadhi al-adahi? That, what is this sacrifice? What is this qurbani? When it comes to the other aspects of deen, it does not entail taking the life of another creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when it comes to udhiyah, when it comes to the day of qurbani, in large numbers, the life of another creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being taken. So what is it behind this? They asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where does this come from? What is the origin of this udhiyah, of this qurbani? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies, that sunnatu abikum Ibrahim. That this is the sunnat. This is the mannerism of your forefather Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. That when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to sacrifice that which is most beloved to him, that he has to go to his son and tell him that inni ara fil manam anni azbahuk fanzur madha tara, that I see in my dream, the dream of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam is haq, is wahi, direct inspiration from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he tells his son that I see in my dream that I have to slaughter you. What is your opinion with regards to this? His son replies, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam replies, if'al ma tu'mar satajiduni insha'allahu min as-sabirin. That do as you are commanded, insha'allah, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will find me from amongst those who are patient, those who are perseverant. So falamna aslama watallahu lil jabin wa nadaynahu ayya ibrahim qad saddaqta ar-ru'ya inna kadhalika najzil muhsinin. That when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam takes that which was most beloved to him on the face of this earth, his beloved son who he had cried for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for so many years to bestow him that son, that beloved son who he was asked to leave in the desert for so many years, after so many years of separation, when he is reunited with the son, if That love for the son when he was born was not enough. The love towards that son was increased during the time of separation. After that love of that son had increased to that level, when the father is reunited with his son after so many years, when attachment to that, when the father and son bond, that father and son attachment is a great attachment. And that attachment will have reached its peak after years of separation at the moment of being reunited. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks him to sacrifice that which is most beloved to him. He obeys the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that manner. Rabbi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that this udhiyah, this qurbani, the sacrifice that take place on the day of Ayyumul Adha, on the day of Eidul Adha, this, my dear brothers, is symbolic of the sacrifice, the qurbani of your forefather Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. So Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked, فَمَالَنَا فِيهَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. We understand that this is now the sacrifice of the symbolic of the sacrifice of our forefather Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. But what is it in it for us? What reward will we get for each sacrifice? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam replies, بِكُلِّ شَعْرَةٍ حَسَنَةٍ. That with every hair on that animal, you will be rewarded in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum wanted to make sure. They wanted to make sure that they get the complete reward. So they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَصُّفُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. What about that animal which does not have hair, but rather it has wool? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, بِكُلِّ شَعْرَةٍ مِنَ الصُّوفِ حَسَنَةً. That for every strand of hair, of wool on that sheep, that you will be getting a reward. With regards to this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, مَا عَمِلَ ابْنُ آدَمْ مِنْ عَمَلٍ يَوْمَ النَّحْرِ أَحَبَّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ إِهْرَاقِ الدَّمِ. That on this day of Eidul Adha, there is no action that can be done that is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the shedding of the blood of the sacrificial animal. That it will come on the day of Qiyamah with its horns, with its hooves, with its hair, presented, weighed on our scales on the day of Qiyamah. So Rabbi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَإِنَّ الدَّمَ لَيَقَعُ مِنَ اللَّهِ بِمَكَانٍ قَبْلَ أَن يَقَعَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ. That we are slaughtering this animal at the speed that that blood touches the ground. Before that blood touches the ground, that already has reached the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it has already come in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned something which is for us to ponder about. What does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? فَطِيبُوا بِهَا نَفْسَ. فَطِيبُوا بِهَا نَفْسَ. That slaughter with a happy heart. This can be analyzed in different, from different angles. One is a person, he looks for the cheapest option, that I should get over and done with it. Whether he is doing it himself, or it is being done abroad, whether he is monitoring, supervising its sacrifice or not, as long as he feels that he is absorbed of the farziyat or the wujubiyat, or the being incumbent upon him, as long as he absorbs himself from this, then he will do so, then he will give some money. That is not what is required, but that a person does it with a happy heart. To whatever his capability, he will spend on that animal, and he will do it himself. If a person is not competent enough to do it himself, then at least he should be present when his animal is being slaughtered, and that he should run his hand on the animal before it is slaughtered, and then he should be happy when it is being done in this way. And if someone has to assist him with regards to this, there is a masla with regards to this, that if two people are slaughtering one animal, if a person is slightly incompetent and he is being assisted by someone who is more competent, then it is very important that both people slaughtering, both people who have their hands on the knife, should be reciting the tasmiyah. That is, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Bismillahi, Allahu Akbar. If that is not done, if both people do not recite the tasmiyah, then that animal will be rendered haram. It will be rendered that a person will not be permissible for a person to consume such an animal. So we should do it with a happy heart. With a happy heart, that this is the sunnah of our forefather Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and this is the most beloved action to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this day. With regards to this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam has mentioned, مَوَجَدَ سَعَةً أَيُّ ضَحِيَ فَلَا يُضَحِي فَلَا يَحْضُرْ مُصَلَّانَا. that person who has the ability, who has the capability, the financial capability of purchasing an animal and slaughtering it, and he still does not do so, then what does Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say with regards to this person? That فَلَا يَحْضُرْ مُصَلَّانَا, that the Eidgah that is taking place, that that Salatul Eid that is taking place, this person should not be present at the Eidgah. Why? Because this person is considered to not be from amongst the Muslimin on that day. He is considered to be an outcast from the community of the Muslims because he has gone against the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this qurbani, the sacrifice that will be taking place today, it is held in very high esteem in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like every other amal of deen, importance should be placed that the action be carried out in closest to what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. And with regards to this, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, "Inna Allah katab al ihsan ala kulli shay," that Allah subhanahu wa taala has ordained kindness in every matter. وَإِذَا قَتَلْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا الْقَتْلَ وَإِذَا ذَبَحْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا الذِّبْحَ. That if you have to take a life, then do it in the best mannerism possible. When you are slaughtering, do it in the kindest manner possible. That a person should not put the animal through any harm. He should not slaughter one animal in front of the other. He should not. He should ensure that the knife is sharp before the animal is brought to the slaughtering area. And that when the animal is slaughtered, that the person should be competent, or at least be assisted by someone who is competent. And the person should try to slaughter in maximum 3 strokes. Should slaughter in 3 strokes according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When a person is slaughtering, then he should ensure that the person, if possible, that the person slaughtering should be facing the Qibla, and naturally for this to happen, the neck of the animal and the legs of the animal will be facing the Qibla. And when a person slaughters, then he should say Bismillahi Allahu Akbar, that he should take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inni wajjahtu wajhiya lilladhi fatara as-samawati wal arda ala millati Ibrahim hanifan wama ana min al-mushrikeen. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alamin la sharika lahu wa bidhalika umirtu wa ana awwalul muslimin. That and a person should not take this as some ritual that is done year in year out, but he should realize what is this symbolic of. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَنْ يَنَالُ اللَّهَ لُحُمُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَاكِي يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. It is not that fancy animal that you purchase, or it's not that hefty animal that you purchase. Yes, we should try to purchase the best of animals. With regards to this as well, a lot of times we get carried away and we purchase animals which are inedible. It is not possible for human consumption, or it takes a long time to cook and it's not very tasty. That is not the objective of this. The objective of this as well is to eat it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first thing that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would consume on the day of Eid is the liver of the animal, or any, if not possible, the liver of the animal, but any portion of the sacrificial animal should be consumed. So that is the objective, to consume from this animal. And if a person purchases such an animal which cannot be consumed, and he feels that he should give it away, that also is causing another person taklif. It is rather that a person purchases for the price that he pays for one large inedible animal. If he even purchases 2 smaller animals, what would the intention of giving away, and one for the intention of consuming for himself, that is greater in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with regards to this as well, with regards to every aspect of deen, we should ensure that everything is done solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُمُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَا كِي يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. That Allah consciousness, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is what is presented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With regards to every aspect, Nabi sallallahu, with regards to our salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَنْ صَلَّى يُرَائِي فَقَدْ أَشْرَكَ وَمَنْ تَصَدَّقَ يُرَائِي فَقَدْ أَشْرَكَ. That person who performs salah for the sake of show, for the sake of name and fame, that it is as if that person has performed shirk. That instead of doing something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has done something for the sake of the creation. Similarly, with regards to sadaqah, with regards to charity, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that a person who gives charity for the sake of name and fame, for the sake of show, it is as if that person has committed shirk, and he has put another person in the place of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same concept or the same law can be applied to our qurbani. If we do that for the sake of name and fame, for the sake of show, to show the people that we are slaughtering such and such an animal, or such a valuable animal we are slaughtering for this day, then it is as if a person is committing shirk. He is not doing something
for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he's doing something for the sake, for the name and fame. And at bare minimum, my dear brothers, understand that it is a life of a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is being taken. So have some respect for that life that is being taken, and do not film it, do not take videos of it, do not take pictures of it, and do not broadcast such images on social media, etc. There are certain people who do not understand what is qurbani, do not understand what is sacrifice. They will use this as a means of targeting the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and pointing finger at the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some people do not have the stomach to bear such blood and gore. They will be very upset, and also understand that this is a life that has been taken. Have some respect for that as well, and remember that it is not that how big that animal is, but the taqwa behind it. And that animal is symbolic, inshallah, we'll conclude with this, inshallah, that animal is symbolic of something. And when we are slaughtering that animal, we should envision every single act which needs to be slaughtered from our lives. Every single act, if a person is involved in such a certain haram, looking at something haram, he should envision that haram being embodied in that animal. If a person is involved in a haram relationship, he should envision that relationship being embodied in that animal. If a person listens to something haram, he should envision that haram being embodied in that animal. Every haram act that we have in our lives, every habit disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, envision it being embodied in that animal. And that when we put that knife to that animal, envision that we are putting that knife to that haram act of ours, slaughter that act from our lives. And they make this day of qurbani a day of qurb, a day of coming closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That taqwa is ultimately what will decide whether this sacrifice is accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq of making amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة المتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اشرح صدورنا للإسلام وحبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا القوة المتين يا راحم المساكين يا حنان يا منان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا خالق الجنة والنار يا من ترى مكاننا وتسمع كلامنا وتعلم سرنا وعلانيتنا اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أعلنا وما أسررنا وما أنت أعلم به منا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين أسألك موجبات رحمتك نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا كربا إلا نفسته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا ميتا إلا رحمته ولا ضالا إلا هديته ولا تائبا إلا قبلته ولا ولدا إلا أصلحته ولا مجاهدا في سبيلك إلا نصرته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة هي لك رضا ولنا فيها صلاح إلا أعنتنا على قضائها ويسرتها برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أبقيتنا، واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا، ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا غاية رغبتنا، ولا إلى النار مصيرنا، واجعل الجنة هي دارنا وقرارنا. اللهم اغفر للحاج ولمن استغفر له الحاج. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة، ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل، ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر لنا ولجميع أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اغفر، اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم تجاوز عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين خاصة في كشمير وفي فلسطين وفي سوريا يا رب العالمين. اللهم عليك باليهود والنصارى ومن والاهم من المنافقين يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم. اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا وأصلح ذات بيننا، واهدنا سبل السلام، وجنبنا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن. Oh my beloved Allah, oh the most merciful, oh the most gracious Allah, oh the one who knows every secret of our heart, oh the one who knows every action that is exposed and that was what is concealed, oh the one who knows what we saw and what we assumed that we saw, ya Allah, oh the one who knows what our heart is going to think in time to come, ya Allah, oh the one who knows about us that what we do not know even, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we turn to you, ya Allah, on this blessed day of Yawmul Adha, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beg of you, ya Allah, we beseech you, ya Allah, to cleanse our hearts, ya Allah. Cleanse our hearts from every sin, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we make this intention, ya Allah, that when we're sacrificing that animal today, ya Allah, that we're sacrificing our carnal desires as well, ya Allah. We're slaughtering every haram relationship, every haram act in our lives, ya Allah. Everything that we have, ya Allah, that has displeasure to you, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we make this intention to slaughter it from our lives, ya Allah, and never to go back to it, ya Allah. Ya Allah, on account of this intention, ya Allah, you assist us, ya Allah, and you forgive us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse our hearts, ya Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse our hearts, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you assist the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, whilst we are slaughtering today, ya Allah, there are many those, ya Allah, who have not seen, ya Allah, food, ya Allah, for days or months, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you come to the aid, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you come to the aid, ya Allah. Ya Allah, the Muslim Ummah is suffering in the various parts, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you assist them, ya Allah. Ya Allah, those zalims who are oppressing them, ya Allah, if hidayah is not written for them, ya Allah, then destroy them, ya Allah. Ya Allah, guide those zalims, ya Allah. Ya Allah, guide those zalims, ya Allah. But if hidayah is not written for them, ya Allah, you destroy them, ya Allah. Ya Allah, those of us who have sick family members, ya Allah, ya Allah, you grant them complete shifa, ya Allah. Ya Allah, those of us who are looking for spouses, ya Allah, ya Allah, assist them to find spouses, ya Allah. Those who want children, ya Allah, but do not have children, ya Allah, bestow them with children, ya Allah. Those of us who have children, ya Allah, grant us next salih progenies, ya Allah, who will be means of carrying the flag of your deen, ya Allah, throughout the four corners of the world. They will be da'is towards your deen, ya Allah. Ya Allah, they will be ambassadors of your deen, ya Allah, and a means of coolness of the eyes of the parents, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you accept every one of our actions, ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept our sacrifice that is going to be taking place today, ya Allah. Allah. Ya Allah, make it such that we do our sacrifice solely for your pleasure, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our parents, Ya Allah, those of us who have parents that are alive, Ya Allah, we have mercy on them, Ya Allah, like they had mercy upon us when we were small, Ya Allah. Those of our parents who have passed on, Ya Allah, grandparents that have passed on, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make the life in the qabr easy for them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, reunite us with our family members on the doors of Jannah, Ya Allah. And let us enter Jannah without reckoning, without hisab kitab, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we turn to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we turn to you, Ya Allah. There are many of us who have different desires, different needs, Ya Allah. Some of us have the financial pareshani. Some of us have some difficulty with regards to our family members, Ya Allah. Some of us have difficulty with regards to our neighbors, Ya Allah. Some of us have difficulty with regards to our business dealings, Ya Allah. Whatever difficulty any one of us are going through, Ya Allah. Whatever hardship, whatever worry and concern any one of us going through, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you remove our pareshani. Ya Allah, you remove our worry and concerns, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we entrust every one of our matters to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you take care of our matters, Ya Allah. You are the one who is in control of everything, Ya Allah. You take care of it, Ya Allah. Let us live a life that it will be conducive to you, to Ya Allah, to every action of yours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on the day of Qurbani, Ya Allah, make it a day of Qurb as well, that we come closer to you, Ya Allah, that we come to do those actions which are beloved to you, Ya Allah, and that we stay away from those actions which are hated towards you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Allahumma inna nasaluka min kulli khayri ma sa'alaka minhu abduka wa nabiyuk, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adaka minhu abduka wa nabiyuk, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, antal musta'an wa alayka al-balagh, ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله. الله أكبر 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 لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد أما بعد فاعلموا أن يومكم هذا يوم عيد وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لكل قوم عيد وهذا عيدنا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما عمل ابن آدم من عمل يوم النحر أحب إلى الله من إهراق الدم وإنه ليأتي يوم القيامة بقرونها وأشعارها وأضلافها وإن الدم ليقع من الله بمكان قبل أن يقع على الأرض فطيبوا بها نفسا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وقال أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا رسول الله ما هذه الأضاحي قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سنة أبيكم إبراهيم فقالوا ما لنا فيها يا رسول الله قال بكل شعرة حسنة قالوا فالصوف يا رسول الله قال بكل شعرة من الصوف حسنة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من وجد سعة أن يضحي فلا يضحي فلا يحضر مصلانا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وقال تعالى فلما أسلم وتله للجبين وناديناه أن يا إبراهيم قد صدقت الرؤيا إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين إن هذا لهو البلاء المبين الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. وقال تعالى لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم كذلك سخرها لكم لتكبروا الله على ما هداكم وبشر المحسنين. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. بارك الله بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الله أكبر 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 لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر لله الحمد. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأصدقهم حيان عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما وحمزة وأسد الله وأسد رسوله رضي الله تعالى عنه. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا رضي الله تعالى عنهما وعن كل الصحابة أجمعين. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر من نصر دين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واهد من خذل دين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعيذكم لعلكم تذكرون. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. يقول الله تبارك وتعالى فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد.